Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Spectrum Business knows that small business owners do it all. Keep it all going with Spectrum One for Business, one advanced connectivity solution for one low price, just $49.99 a month. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Too Niche. I am your host, Elizabeth Cott. This is the show where we do the incredibly crucial work of picking a topic each week and then hauling it. It's always going to be a niche topic, and it's always going to be a haul. Before we get into said haul, I just wanted to mention, if you're listening to this before Sunday the 14th, I will be hosting one of my quarterly mood board workshops over Zoom, where we use Pinterest and we use Canva, and I teach this method of how to vision out what you're working on, vision out what you're calling in. I really try to stay away from the woo-woo of the whole vision board, even though I can totally get behind that. And I can certainly speak to the magic of this process, but I try to come to it in a more practical space. The reason why I like doing this at the top of the month, at the top of the quarter, is I think there's so much power in being able to have a visual tool and seeing what you're working on, seeing where you want to get to, seeing what you're trying to call in. And this is my favorite method for doing that. I teach it to any and everyone so that they can then teach their people. So that's the goal with this. I hope you can join me. A lot of you have said that you can't make it this Sunday. I know it's summer, people are traveling. Let me know if you're one of those people who is still interested in attending one of these, because I'm happy to open up another one at a later date in the month. So just let me know. Speaking of mood boards, we have the Too Niche mood board over on Substack, which houses all of the notes and links to everything mentioned in our hauls. And I think for today's haul, you might want the notes. So please head over there. You can sign up. It's free. Today, we are covering a topic that I think I've had the most requests for, but I'm going to do it in a niche way. So I often get DMs, emails, etc., saying, I'm coming to Los Angeles. What do I do? Where do I go? Now, there's so many different ways to approach this topic. You can do it by area. You can do it by specific thing. You can do it by, you want to do like a girls weekend. Do you want to go with maybe a lover? You know, it's really all over the map. So in order to niche this, I brought on really like one of the hot girls to cover LA hot girl places, specifically in the beauty and wellness sector. So today I have comedy influencer Amanda McCants joining me. Welcome to Too Niche.
Hello, thank you. I just want to say I love Tunish and I love being hot. It's two things actually that I'm very passionate about. So I feel strong that I can provide a good list.
I feel this deeply from you. I thought to myself when crafting the idea for this episode, Hoomst might be the perfect guest hauler for this. And it was you who we've been chatting in the DMs for months just because you've been such a delightful supporter of Tunish. And I'm just so happy to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. My sister and I actually have been going to different places the last year and we'll be like, oh, that's McCounts approved.
So we have broken down into specifically wellness and beauty recs that I feel really, really strongly about. Like these are my tried and true spots. I've glanced at your list. I know of very few of these, so I'm very thrilled to be going tete-a-tete really on Hot Girl LA, which I like to think of myself as Hot Girl as well. An elder hot girl.
No, you're not even an elder hot girl. You're just a hot ass girl. You know how I know we're hot girls? Because I don't know, you know, if anyone's watching video, like, and you can see there are two hot girls on the screen, right? And like,
that's true.
You can even say in the comments, like, no, bitch, you're not hot. No, I am. And Elizabeth is as well. And that's not, you know, being rude. That's just the truth. But hot girls aren't that hot in the morning. And when I saw Elizabeth, I had just gotten out of the shower in my Barefoot Dreams robe. She had just gotten out of Pilates. She was in Birkenstocks and a t-shirt. And I was in my slippers.
They were army Crocs, but
they were army
continue.
Crocs. No, Nancy Jo, I was wearing.
They were brown kitten heels.
Mom, stop. Stop, Mom. And I always say, like, you know, before you get hot at night, because I knew I had to slay this podcast and a couple other things today, like, you got to start fresh in the morning. Hot girls are not very hot in the morning. And I stand by that for my life.
Yeah, we're two hot girls, but I'm not going to lie. I felt hot this morning.
Yeah, I didn't mean to call you ugly. I see how that came along.
No. No, not at all. No, I mean, I had like a particular brand of like my Pilates outing attire that sometimes tends to bleed into the rest of my day.
Of course.
And it's like a black legging, a Pilates sock, as I said, an army croc, some type of t-shirt and like some form of eyewear. And today was a Detroit baseball cap. And, you know, I'll Erewhon drip is what it's been called. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I.
As some say.
Yeah. As some would say, I fear Erewhon drip, which not to lean into the list, but there might be a little bit of Erewhon on the list.
There might be. So I think we should start with our favorite thing first, best, and then the rest is the motto. And all of these are A pluses for us, so there will be no grading today.
Okay. Why don't you start with your number one? Because I can't. I'll pick a number one, but God, it's so situational, you know, because what's one piece of cake without the whole fucking pie?
So true.
You know?
So true. I really like where your head's at with that. Yeah. I'll start. Okay. How about I start with what I did today?
Gorge.
Which this morning I went to Kosha Spa, which is a delightful little place in your neighborhood, by the way. If I can reveal that.
Totally. I'm a valley bitch until I die. I'm in the valley.
Okay. That's so fine. It's in the valley. It is a, so let me backtrack by saying this. Okay. Me and my skin. I came on, and I've talked about this many times on the show because it's part of my story. I had insane acne when I turned 31 that went till I was 35, 36 even. Like it was a journey. So when it comes to my facial recommendations, I feel incredibly strong about them. So I have whittled them. I've tried many, many, many different types of facials here in this fine city. But when it comes to my holy grail, I have two. So to backtrack, I went to Corrective Skincare to clear my acne. They're located in Santa Monica, right by the Erewhon there. Jen Kramer is the goddess who looked at me and said, I can have you cleared. I went to her in September and she said, I'll have you clear by Thanksgiving. And I truly started crying right there on the table because the thought of not having zits anymore, I thought I was destined for a life of acne till the end of time. Mm-hmm. So Corrective Skincare is where I go now, probably like every, call it 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, depending. And I'll get it's a very clinical type of procedure or offering where she goes in and just kind of like unclogs whatever needs to be unclogged and then does a light peel. And then that's that. It's probably like a 25-minute situation. She also offers it if people suffer from back knee. And then they also will do like a diamond glow offering as well, if that's your type of thing. So you can, if you're not acneic, you can also get like a really just nice, lovely glow over there. So I go to Corrective Skincare for like the cleaning side of it, but it's nothing pampering or fancy. It's just very like, we're just going to get the gunk out of your face. And then Kosha Spa, where I went today, focuses on lymphatic drainage, sculpting of the face. So the two of these together is absolutely the way to go. So today, I normally go for a buccal facial where they will go in to your mouth and do actual jaw release. Like, it is very intense. It's kind of painful. And it really does the trick, especially if you're one to hold a lot of tension in your face, such as myself. Today, I tried a new facial there called the Holistic Facial and started with a little breathing exercise / sound bath, which I was like, okay, we're dropping in. I'm liking this. Then she was like, is it okay if I touch your hair? Which I was like, sure, go for it. So she was doing these like pulling of the hair situation and rubbing of the scalp, neck, chest to get the movement going. And then she was doing, it's called myofascial technique. And she had a Kleenex on my face and was grabbing the fascia and pulling it upwards, then pulling on my ears. And she was like, you might start crying. And as soon as she did, I started truly tears going down my face, like this release that was coming. It was otherworldly. And so not only are you getting like the lymph moved around, this unstuckness happening, but I mean, the puff that goes away. I feel like my eyes get puffy, my under my chin will get puffy, and it just gets rid of it. And this place is a gem. They also have an amazing Instagram account where the owner teaches you all these at home drainage techniques and facial massage techniques and that sort of thing. So this place is A+, and like the combination between just like the Corrective Skincare light peel and then this like facial massage, it's can't be beat.
And that's in the valley? And she,
yep.
Oh my God.
And I want to say all in, including tip, it was like $220.
But how fucking worth it? And I just want to say,
it's so worth
it. Okay. When I say stuff is worth it, and I say what I'm spending, I was like really poor my entire life. And I just got a little bit of new money and I spend it all on wellness. So I don't want you guys to think I'm some like Nepo baby just spending my daddy's card. I fucking wish. And this is, you know, where we're spending our hard earned money. You know, I want to preface
that.
It's the
only place.
The only place basically, we spend our hard-earned money.
Yeah, that's where it goes. This is why I feel incredibly well-equipped to discuss these things because this is where I save and spend.
100%. I always say being hot you know, it really is a full-time job. And it does, you know, I make my money off looking this way. I don't look good enough to make all of my money this way. I also have to open my mouth and be funny, but we've got to have the other piece. You know what I mean? So it is that important.
Yeah.
And I just found lymphatic drainage really, I feel like in the last like 4 months, and it has to be one of my number ones for the face, because I used to suffer with acne really, really bad as well. And actually after COVID, I developed an autoimmune disease where my face breaks out. Like I'll wake up one day and I have like 100 pimples and my skin's really irritated. And so once I got rid of the acne, I had this like autoimmune thing from COVID. It's really bizarre. So getting the mix of the extraction and the lymphatic is the absolute key.
Where are you going for your face? What's happening with
you? So when I need the deep in acne out, I go to Barbara Sturm in West Hollywood, Sasha at Barbara Sturm, incredible. They have the steam, they have the extraction, they have all of the masks, and it's, you know, really a facial experience. The room looks like a spaceship. I do think they have mirrors that make you look skinny because you put on like a little Barbara Sturm wrap. And I always, if I'm talking to a guy, I send like a cute little like nude selfie in that room because there's, you know, really good lighting. I've done that about 3 times, 3 different guys. You know, you got to have your spots.
That's a really good hot girl tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Find the like bizarre, good, mm-hmm. well-lit room.
Yeah.
Flattering light.
I always say,
send it off.
My nudes will help my career. You know, the key to nudes, and I guess this is a wellness tip, make sure before you send it, you know, if it got out, you'd be proud of it. Like, yeah, that's my boob.
Yeah. I think if we learned anything from Paris, look good.
Look good. Back to Barbara Sturm. Really wonderful products. I really love them. And I go there probably like once every couple of months if I really want that glow. They also have a LED room at the end, and you have a detox tea. And it's really just a beautiful experience. Their facial massage is wonderful too, but not as like lymphatically draining. I just have no pimples once I leave there. I would say my absolute favorite spot, and if you really want to treat yourself, Barbara Sturm is around $300, and it's a luxury experience. But Biologique Recherche, they are about a mile away on Melrose Place. I get overwhelmed. It's a cold facial. And have you done one there, Elizabeth?
I haven't. I've actually been invited in, but I haven't cashed it yet.
Yeah, what a mistake. And I hope you do it after this. I hope you do it. Hot girl to hot girl. Yeah. Because you walk in and I mean, they did not skim one detail. Like it's just marble everything. They have like champagne and caviar face masks. And like I said, it's a cold facial. So there's no steam on the face, but everything is uplifting. And it's like, it really almost feels like everything they put on you is like this cold cream. Like, you know, like Pond's cold cream.
Yep.
All right. It's a bunch of that shit. And they massage it.
Except it's like their whole thing with Biologique Recherche is it smells like, yeast in the best way. Like they'll tell you this.
It's well, just, the mask is very stinky.
Yeah. And I use it. I love it. It's just like a very pure, well, like deeply scientific product. And they know what they're doing.
Oh, they know. Yeah. It's all like Parisian, and it really is like the beds are so beautiful. The rooms are stunning. They use a scented essential oil that's like just really stunning. And I walk out of there more beautiful, more energized than ever. I go to Jillian there. She's wonderful. So I would say if you're really trying to splurge and you're coming to LA or you just want a day to yourself, do Biologique Recherche. That's what I recommend on my end. But if you need your pimples gone, Barbara.
They also have you been to their separate entrance VIP room upstairs?
No. Rub it in. Okay. No.
So when they opened in LA, I went to the opening. and they took me on a tour. And they have like this, yeah, they have just like a separate, there's two beds. It's like a whole, you take the elevator. It's like a whole thing. It's really, really VIP, if you say.
VIP. I think I got to go viral a little bit more to do that. I think I have to get back to work because I haven't been invited there yet. But I think one day I can get there.
I'm deeply holding space for that to happen for you.
You know what's right by Biologique? Sutton's store.
It's not on Melrose Place. It's down the street from Barbara Sturm.
Oh, it's on actual Melrose.
Laura and I went to a party there and met Sutton, who was a delight, who was like a humble housewife, which I
really
love. She was like, you know, I'm on this show, Real Housewives. And we were like, yeah, we know.
That's
like,
the cadence.
I never assume people know. And I was like, I love that.
Wow.
And I was forever a fan. Like, I'm a number one Sutton fan because of that. One thing about me is if any housewife I interact with, I automatically love them forever.
Interesting. Okay. I like any feelings
that I had from watching them on TV have been immediately erased, and they're my best friend.
Totally. I met Vicky at Jeff Lewis was having a event for his upcoming show, and Vicky was there. And I grew up in LA. Like, I don't get starstruck a lot, but my lullaby, as I'm sure many of the, you know, people listening agree with this, my lullaby is Orange County Housewives. And so when I did meet Vicky, it was a little bit difficult for me. And I don't ask a lot of people, sorry, I'm powder puffing. I don't ask a lot of people for a picture, but I did ask Vicky for a picture shamelessly. Like a goddamn
was
fan.
She, what was her vibe?
No, she's ready to go. She's ready to take the picture. Great. Yeah. It was like taking a breath. Breath in, breath out. Yeah,
it's part of the job description. Totally. And when they don't want to do the picture, like, it's not.
Wait, have you had one not want to take a picture?
No, I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, if they don't want to take a picture, that's not going to work for me.
That would be a nightmare.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I can't remember her name. Were you a Dallas girl?
No, I haven't been a Dallas or Dubai girl.
Okay, so when I did one of the times that both, P.S., most both times that I did Watch What Happens Live, the guests were duds. Like, it was a true what. I had Babyface and Trisha Yearwood on one of them.
Wait, I didn't know you were on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, I bartended twice. It's like my Make-A-Wish moment.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait, Babyface and Trisha Yearwood were together?
Were the two guests when I was bartending. Okay. And then the second time I did it, it was Tom Arnold and one of the women from Dallas. And I cannot remember her name, but I have her number in my phone because we instantly became best friends.
We just don't know her name.
I don't remember her name right now. It's driving me crazy. She was the brunette, and she's the one whose mom was also a character. And I know somebody listening will know and can remind me. Want to say her name starts with a D?
Somebody's screaming while they're listening to this right now.
I know. Someone's like, it's da-da-da. I know. Okay. So that was like, I flew really close to the sun that day.
Yeah. That's girl bossing a little bit too hard. Like, that's nuts.
It was major. But again, the even the producers were like, we have to have you back when it's like better people.
Stop. Yeah. Oh, I would hate if I get glammed, you know, like take my Uber black there. And the producers are saying to the bartender, like, we got to bring you back when it's better people. Like, that makes me want to die. Right? That's actually something I worry about often. If I ever get to the point where I'm a host, and I'm just saying that to be humble, I truly believe I will. But if I ever get to a point where I am on a Watch What Happens Live or one of those shows and the people in the back are like, ah, not that important tonight, guys. Like, you can slack off. You know, that's kind of for me, like, Jump off an air one.
That's tough.
You know, and I always say this, it's why you've got to, you know, upkeep the hot, because people can be not excited to meet you or be like, oh, you know, it's this bitch. But if you show up and you're hot and you're effortlessly glowing, you've got a little bit more power underneath you. You know, if you're glowing a little bit from that cold facial,
it just does the trick. Yeah. We're going to go from facials to injections. So I've gone to Casey Welk, who has a place on La Cienega in West Hollywood called Contrapposto. And it's an Italian word. If I'm saying it wrong, that's probably the case, but it is so stunning. If Eyewitness Beauty fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
If there's any crossover here, it's Nick's, who's the host of that, Nick Axelrod's husband, Casey. And I've been going to him since he started at Good Skin in Brentwood, but he recently this past year opened his own place and I followed him there. And he does amazing work, if I do say so. Mm-hmm. And I also love another woman who's in Beverly Hills called Nurse Nusha, who does some incredible injectable work as well.
I love that.
Those are my top places. And I get Botox literally everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where? May I ask?
May you ask? Recently did a lot of the neck.
Okay.
Like this part.
And was that just to firm it up? Or yeah, what is the purpose of Botox right there?
The bands, I have like pretty pronounced bands and they were bothering me and only me. So okay. I took to the injector for that. I am a little bit curious about doing it in my traps, even mm-hmm. though my body worker guy was like, don't do that because it's not good for you. But with upcoming nuptials, I'm really intrigued of trying it. I pretty much just get it in my masseter. I've been doing that for a really long time, so much so that I've had to stop because apparently your face will droop. So mm-hmm. we've had to cut that one out, which I miss. And then it's like lower face a little bit. And then, you know, a little here around the eyes, center of the forehead, top of the forehead. I just let them go wild, basically.
100%. Well, you look stunning. It's working. And you know, when Thanks. You get the Botox in the face, how you really, for that first week and a half, you're glowing. You're the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah.
Does that happen with the neck as well? You notice a difference in the neck?
The neck the didn't really glow. I actually, the jury's out on the neck for me.
Okay.
I think it's just like one of those things that there's not much you can do. Maybe it's like a Morpheus. Maybe it's a CO2 laser. I'm not quite there yet. Morpheus scares me.
And I haven't. My mom used to work at a med spa. There haven't been a lot of people who are like, yes, Morpheus all the way. And a gorgeous girl like you, I wouldn't risk it. If you weren't so gorgeous, maybe.
Very sweet. I am really intrigued with the CO2 laser, but I'm scared of that because it's like a serious downtime and like a serious skin peeling off moment that I don't know if I can brave that.
Interesting. See, I don't know too much about the CO2, but I think right now it's a little harder with lasers and neck stuff. I think in 5 to 10 years, we're going to nail it and it's going to be really easy on what we do.
Yeah, I totally subscribe to that. Also, you're much younger than me. So we're probably coming at it from two different sides of the coin. I started Botox when I was 29, maybe. Started early.
Oh, no, I started at 19. Like I said, my mom went to a med spa. Our whole family is being shot up very early.
Okay, say more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I started getting Botox when I was 19. I got my nose job at 22. Started extensions at 16 and started dyeing my hair at 11.
Yeah. That's a nice trajectory.
Yeah.
I like that timeline.
You know, if there's any experience with beauty treatments, you've really fucking got it, like right here. That's why when you asked me, I was like, yeah. I'm down for the count because, you know, I was experimenting with hair color, with box dye, with Garnier Fructis at, you know, while listening to Panic of the Disco. I've done it for a goddamn while.
I had a very tragic sun-in incident in middle school, and it's been highlights and dye ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom thought I would look good as a redhead. So she dyed my hair. And I'm really making her sound like a stage mom. She is really the most beautiful, wonderful woman in the entire world, sweetest woman. But, you know, we're just a beauty family. We always have been. We're a hot family. All of us are hot. And she was like, I really think you would look good as a redhead. So she did box dye my hair red. And when you are in middle school, you don't really have the means to upkeep it. So it's all of these photos of just me having either like dark burgundy hair or light washed out orange hair. And I don't wish that on anyone.
We all need that. I think especially as a hot girl, you've got to have your non-hot moment in order to appreciate where you are in your hotness.
Yeah,
It's very important to the timeline.
You have to make mistakes. That's the fun in it. You know, even like I remember when I first put Botox under my eye, you know, I think we put too much. And it was when I was doing YouTube videos. And in some of my thumbnails, you just see my face on like this because I can't move underneath my eyes. So like I'm smiling, but no one's fucking home in the eyes. And I'm like, oh, okay. I made that mistake. I saw myself like what I looked like on camera. Maybe I'll like send a screenshot and we can put it up on the Tunish page or something just to show.
We'll put it on the mood board.
Put it on the mood board. Like, don't do this. But you know what? I tried it. It dissolved. And like, hallelujah. The Lord is good. Yeah. You know?
The first time I got Botox, it was very centralized to just the forehead, which as now a seasoned Botoxer, you can't just do one spot. It really has to be evened out throughout the face. And I had a little bit of a Lala brow.
Oh, they went up a little high.
They went up a little high, almost a Britney brow. And I say that with all due respect, it was tough.
We love our queen. We love our queen bee, you know, but we can say those are some highbrows. But you know what Britney does have?
Arched.
She's got a good ass hairline.
Yeah, that's kind. And I agree for sure. Where are you getting your Botox?
I am getting my Botox. So as an LA local, I love to drive about 30 to 45 minutes outside of LA to get my beauty treatments. One, because I can go visit my mother at the local mall after I get my Botox and we can have a glass of wine at the Lazy Dog in Thousand Oaks. And two, it's just what I've always done. So I get my Botox at Conejo Valley Med Spa. Like I said, it's at the Thousand Oaks Mall. Her name is Sophia and she worked at the med spa with my mother. That's right. I have roots. And this woman is just an absolute fucking artist. I do my 11s. I do the top. I do my eyebrows, which I love that eyebrow lift. I do a lip flip as well as I have some lip filler. But look at my lips. They're overlined right now. But like,
I also have lip filler. I did not mention that.
Thank you for being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I actually, you know what? I don't have Botox right now. I have Dysport because my Botox was leaving me so fast because it's so fucking annoying. Like I've been skinny my whole life. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to sound really dumb and I want you guys to stay with me. I've been skinny with big boobs my entire life. I naturally have a fast metabolism, but there is something in our family, and it runs deep, where we are skinny with tummies. I have a tummy. And I have a fast metabolism everywhere except my tummy. So if you ever see me in person and you think, is that that influencer? It must not be because she looks a little bloated. It is me. But my metabolism also fucks with my Botox. So my Botox only lasts about like 10 weeks because of my metabolism. Holla. And because my body's just used to it. So I had to switch to Dysport. I like it. Dysport is a little bit heavier. If I could just shoot up Botox every single week and get that Botox glow, go in and out, I so would. But I like Dysport, but I got it still like 11 weeks ago. My face is moving. And, you know, even though I'm filming, like I film videos for my career, just fucking, you know, kind of bummer to say that, I'm kind of loser life energy, but I do. That's how I pay my rent. And I don't give a shit when my face is frozen. I like it. And unless I get, you know, cast for a Marvel film and they said you need to be able to move your face, I'm going to keep that face frozen for as long as I can.
First of all, thank you for your honesty and vulnerability.
You're welcome.
And speaking of your fast metabolism.
You're welcome.
I always, when I get my Botox, I always let it completely leave my face before I re-up. Mm-hmm. I didn't used to do that, but I like to see like where we are, what the lay of the land is before I go back in.
It scares me. Okay. I don't like the lay of the land divided. As much. Dude, the hall is divided. And listen, I know the right thing to do is what you're doing. I know the right thing is to let the Botox leave. I know the right thing is to see the lay of the land. But I hate to see it.
I'm really intrigued with leaving LA proper to get injections because I know. And I love the people that I go to, but I know most of it is me helping with that rent. You know what I mean?
You know, I will say though, it's pretty expensive everywhere. Like it's not like the Thousand Oaks Mall is dirt cheap. You know, I grew up in Thousand Oaks area, so I would drive to LA all the time and it was my thinking time. And so now when I get my injections, I kind of just take the day and do a beauty day and drive out there, think like I really enjoy it for the same price. It's not like I'm saving a bunch of money, especially once you put gas into it. No, I just go out there because I like it. Now for injections, I say that. For my extensions, I'm saving a shit ton of money and it's not that okay. Far. Are we going to extensions now?
I think it's the obvious next step is extensions.
Okay, great. Gorgeous. Because I have
where are you going?
Do you see my tanning hands? My tan stained hands?
I am. And obsessed. I respect them.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to give a little backstory. My two insecurities, you know, I've opened up about my fast metabolism, and now we're really going to get into the insecurities. Were my nose, we fixed, and my hair, we fixed. But I was, I have very fine hair, just very fine white girl hair. And I never really liked it. So from the age it was acceptable to put clip-ins in, I experimented with them a lot. I eventually went to tape-ins. They weren't great for my hair. And one day I found this girl's Instagram called Extra Stitch Extensions. She's in Santa Clarita. And I was too broke to afford her. And I think back then it was like, what was it? It was $400 to order the hair. And I think like $300 for her to put it in. But I was working at California Pizza Kitchen and like trying to pay my rent. I was like, I cannot do this. But I had started getting a little bit of a following. And so I was like, okay, you know, she was like, oh, you can just post or it went something like that. And what she does is she custom matches the color. She like blends three different ones together and custom makes the texture and sews them in. And I think I haven't had the same hair for 6 years, but I've been wearing them now for 6 years and they are the best extensions I've ever had. And they're still around that price. Like I paid, I think $500 for my hair. And then like that reminds me, I need to Venmo her for our last appointment. I haven't been paying anything. And I think like you know, $100 an hour to put them in. But they are truly like, they're up in this ponytail right now, rocking their thing. And it's the best hair I've ever had. It stays silky. If they do get a little bit coarse, we put keratin treatment on them, not on the hair. That's a hack. And this hair will probably stay good for like a year. Nobody really knows I'm wearing extensions. I film in them all the time.
Yeah,
and never comes off as fake.
Really
hair.
Natural.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed. I too had a clip-in journey in my youth, in my younger years, and then went to tape-ins. And then I just stopped.
Were tape-ins the biggest nightmare you've ever experienced?
You know, they weren't, because a friend of mine, this is a very deep cut, but do you remember on Bravo, there was a show about hairstylists with Jonathan Anton?
Of course I do.
Okay. So my friend who was the extension person on that program.
Okay.
Was my extension. Became my years later. So she was like the person in LA for a very long time. So the nightmare was sort of subsided because I could just like pop by and she would, had I been paying full price, it would have been a nightmare and a very expensive one at that.
You know, maybe you just got really good ones. I was buying them from the hair shop and they were coming out left and right. My friend did them, who is now a celebrity hairstylist, who is incredible. But you know, when you're young, you just like, we're all trying new things and
learn by doing.
Correct. And I remember I was hooking up with a guy and he put his hand in my hair and it was at the end of the tape in cycle. You know, like I knew they were about to fall out and his hand came out and I felt him like, he pulled out a tape in. So I kind of had to like grab his hand, put it on the side of the bed. I got really good at that. You know, whether it was a clip in coming out or a tape in while hooking up with a guy. Like that was a skill that I really developed.
I actually recall a similar struggle. It was a while ago, but I would always be like, don't touch the hair. Don't put your hand there. I think I'm impressed with the technology and the advancement of where extensions have brought themselves, and I might be ready to dive back in. I don't know.
But Elizabeth, look at your gorgeous hair. I would say your hair is of the times. It's authentic. It's ever flowing. I really like what you have going on. I do.
I want to change it. Very nice of you to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
But if anyone wants great extensions, Extra Stitch Extension on Instagram. She's in Santa Clarita. If you live in LA, it's about a 20-minute drive. And if you do, you time it out right in the middle of the day, you won't hit traffic. Bada bing, bada boom.
Loves it. An important part of being a hot girl is treats. So yes. I'm curious, where are your like wellnessy food spots currently in LA?
I have three top contenders for hot girl treats. And number one, I want to start off with the less obvious one. And that is Alfred Tea Room Boba, because I find it very difficult to find like a skinty boba, not like a insane amount of like sweetness and milk.
Right.
I like just a simple iced tea with boba, and I get their green tea, no sweetness. You get a little bit of pick me up from the boba, you chew, and then you're good to go. And that's a very important treat to me. I don't like a lot of sugar in my treats. Go ahead.
The Alfred Tea Room on Melrose Place? Or did that close?
That one closed. Oh, so it's not on Melrose Place. It's on Melrose. It's in, are you ready? Glossier Alley. That little alley they put
that's
on Melrose. Yeah. So it's like so nauseous and millennial pink. But it does the job, and I don't like a lot of sugar in my treats because I'm an alcohol girly. I love wine. It's so important to me, and I'd rather just have my sugar in the alcohol. And I know there's sugar in boba, but that's my treat.
I love that little alley. It's very cute.
Yeah.
I think if you're visiting LA, it's like a really fun place to walk and shop around. You have the Real across the street, which just condensed. I don't know if you've seen this, but remember how it was those two locations, men's and women's? Now it's all in the men's section.
But it makes
sense. It's a sign of the times.
It's a sign of the times, and it makes sense. And it was never that busy. And why does the Real need two different stores? Why?
Fair. That's a good question.
You know, And yeah. I'm sorry, Glossier, love you like a sister, but why did you need that big flagship store?
It's huge.
It's ginormous. It takes up half of Melrose. Why?
And so busy all the time. So I
guess, I guess they did my hat.
Yeah. I think it's called Melrose High Street is the official term.
Cute.
And then you can work your way down to a Sir, then a something about her, then turn the corner onto Santa Monica and go to Tom Tom.
100%.
Yeah.
Did you know there was a Banana Republic home?
I did. And I also hate it. I had sticker shock when I first saw the catalog. I'm like, who is this customer that is Banana Republic homing it? Like, what? I felt like they missed the mark. Sorry to any Banana Republic higher ups listening. I would have played it differently.
I'm so their right audience. Everything I see in there, like, I want the $500 chunky blanket.
But like,
I fucking want it.
Okay, but it's great. And their stuff is gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. But for me, the Banana Republic brand mm-hmm. is synonymous with everything's 30% off. You know what I mean?
I see that. So I totally see that.
When it comes to like a very high-end home decor offering, where's the 30% off?
Where's the 30% off and where did it is interesting. Like, where did it come from? Who said, not only are we going to have a home store, but we're going to put it on Melrose? And this isn't like, I love it. Like, I looked at one of their beds. I was seriously thinking about buying one of their beds. I ended up buying like a canopy bed from Pottery Barn. Best decision I ever made. But it is a very interesting choice.
But I celebrate it. Like, great. You've got a gorgeous, gorgeous space on Melrose High Street. Mazel.
Yeah.
Mazel.
So stop
you.
In. Stop okay, in. Okay. So what's your treat?
My treats. Well, if I'm in West Hollywood, there's two mainstays that have been my go-tos for 18 plus years at this point.
Please share.
Beverly Hills Juice. The OG juicery of West Hollywood, called Beverly Hills Juice, but it's in West Hollywood. It's on Orlando and Beverly.
Gorge.
And it used to be cash only. Have you been there?
No, I've never been there. Yeah. Oh, no, this is new information to me.
Just delicious pre-made juices. But the thing to order is this thing called the Banana Mana Shake. And it is this almond banana, almost like sorbet that they concocted. And then you get that and then you order a juice. I like to do this with the carrot juice, but you can truly do it with any of them. And then they put it in a blender, the banana almond situation with the juice. Mm. And it is tastes like ice cream. It is so good. It used to be cash only there. I don't know if it still is, but it's just like an old school haunt. It's so great. And then obviously my number one place for breakfast, lunch, dinner when I'm in West Hollywood is Hugo's.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Hugo's.
Hugo's.
That used to be my mom and I, she would bring me to improv class and we would go to Hugo's after. And when I was like 18 or something like that, one of the waiters hit on me from Hugo's. And she like helped me get his number and he was like serving me those, the Hugo's pancakes. And we were like flirting and my mom was like, oh my God, you have plans tonight. Like how cool. So I'll always love Hugo's for that reason. Great food. Good time.
I love
good
Hugo's.
Fucking vibe.
I think great fucking vibe. Open breakfast to 10 PM. Like they have, if you're want a drink, you can get a drink. If you want a delicious tea, you can get a delicious tea and anything in between. But the best part of it and why it's like so specifically LA hot girl is that I think part of being an LA hot girl is having like a weird dietary restriction.
Of course.
Just having like a specific wants and needs when it comes to like what you're ingesting. And they have a binder there that you can ask for that breaks down the ingredients of every single thing on their insanely extensive menu. And you can be as specific as needed when ordering. So it's like a hold this, add this type of situation, and they do not bat an eyelash. And I love that.
That is such a good tip, because one of the things I thought of when you said Hugo's is like, I'm gluten-free and I was dairy-free for a while. And right when you said Hugo's, I was like, oh, that like big meals, you're going to leave full. Like hot girls are going to leave full when you go there.
Oh yeah. Their homemade gluten-free flatbread at Hugo's is unbeatable. It's delicious. My go-to order, if anyone's curious,
please,
is the chicken club with grilled chicken. You can order it with turkey. You can order, like, there's all different ways, but I like it with grilled chicken, their veggie bacon, which is incredible, in a spinach wrap, heated wrap, no vegan mayo, which is what it comes with, but a side of honey chipotle, which is one of their homemade in-house sauces. I mean, there's truly nothing better.
Divine. What's better than a wrap?
Yeah. Have you tried the viral on TikTok chicken Caesar wrap from Jagada? Have you seen this?
No.
I had it last night.
How was it?
It's good. I was like, I can recreate this at home. It was one of those. It was like inspiration for,
So you had it for dinner. I feel like that's more of a lunch choice.
Yeah. I had it for dinner. I love a wrap.
I like that.
Wait, okay, so I think obviously Erewhon, we have to just do like a take five on Erewhon.
All right, so we got to the Erewhon section, and I have been waiting for this one. I have. So they opened up an Erewhon, like I said, I'm a Valley girl, they opened up an Erewhon in Studio City, and anyone who's visiting LA, if you ever want to see a celebrity, if you ever want to see a D-list influencer, you've got to go to Erewhon Studio City. You have to. It's a Chris D'Elia, Elizabeth Olsen, Alex Earl mix of really gorgeous people, gorgeous credit card limits, and gorgeous food. And it's good vibe. I would say that Studio City Erewhon is the best.
And it's like a brand new one.
Correct.
Yeah, I agree. It's stunning. I go to the Silver Lake one, and it's mini. Like, it's a tinier Erewhon, but it does it for me. Like, it's perfect. You're more likely to see...
Hey, Green Goblet here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblet, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
The type of celebrity that you mention also at the Beverly original location in West Hollywood.
Yeah, totally. Totally. By the Grove.
Yeah. I once saw David Beckham, Posh, and all three kids walking in. That was a good one.
That is a really good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. That tops.
Yeah. I think Silver Lake, the best one I saw was Miley.
Oh, that tops too. Like,
that
really.
That was great. I also really appreciated that she was hands-free, not carrying a thing, and her friend or perhaps assistant was carrying her bag for her. And I liked to see that.
Oh, carrying her handbag?
Yeah.
That's what I wish my sister would do when she's my assistant, but she does not. Yeah, we don't get that behavior here. I think Elizabeth Olsen is the biggest person I've seen. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And she was just so low key.
The thing about Erewhon is nowadays one has to skirt a lot of tourists and no offense to your profession, but a lot of influencers like creating content. Correct. And that can be a little bit tough on the soul when one is just trying to like do a quick run for like a nut pod milk to throw in their matcha. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So I have like my like few handful of things that are kind of like dark horses, I like to think, in the Erewhon offerings. But what are yours?
So Giselle's vegan gluten-free carrot cake. It is about a $13 piece of cake, $13 piece of heaven. I would say the white bean salad at the Hot Bar, buffalo cauliflower if you're on your period. They have these coconuts that are $7.99 and they give you a bamboo straw. I like those ones.
I think that that must be location specific because I've yet to see a coconut bamboo straw offering.
Yeah, it is. I just found out about it and I went to Miami recently and every day we got a coconut. And mm-hmm. I was like, I got to bring this back to LA. And then when I found out about that, done. Donezo.
I'm going to try that.
Please do. I love the Erewhon brand bone broth. Mm-hmm. I love the Erewhon brand tomato bisque soup. And
I have not had that.
Yeah, that's a real good one to do a little mac and cheese and then that. And those mm-hmm. are the ones that are coming to mind right now. But I'm always a combo plate girly. I really love their octopus at the Hot Bar. But I really felt bad lately about eating octopus ever since that documentary. I really do feel like they have a personality. So I'm trying to stay clear of them at the Hot Bar. I'm not a big Erewhon.
It's nice of you.
Thank you. I'm not a big Erewhon smoothie girl. Like I said, it's a lot of sugar. I don't think everybody needs a Hailey Bieber smoothie, if I'm being honest. Now, it does have a lot of healthy fats in it as well, so you are balancing it out. But, you know, just get mm-hmm. like a piece of cake. Just get that instead.
I could really take or leave the smoothies. That's not what I'm spending on there.
No.
Okay, here are a few of my faves.
Please.
One, the spicy cashew kale chips.
Great.
That are located in the chip aisle. They are the Erewhon brand. They mm-hmm. are $13.
Mm-hmm.
But they are so good. They're dehydrated. Like I make a kale chip at home, but I bake them. This is a dehydrated tossed in some sort of like nutritional yeast, cashew, spicy like concoction that is so addicting and so good that it is worth every penny. For a good protein boost, my fiance turned me on to these and I was like, how do you know about something from Erewhon that I don't know about? Like it was a moment for us. Mm-hmm. The turkey patties. Have you had these?
No.
It's in the to-go section. They're so delicious. They're like herby and you can get them in a pack of one or two and they're just really filling and delish if you're just like looking for a protein moment. I love the salmon banh mi collard green wrap.
Very good. Very
so
good.
Delish. And recently I was with all my girlfriends and they hadn't tried the smoothies yet. So we were kind of like went on a walk to Erewhon to get the smoothies and I opted out of the smoothie because it's not really for me. But I got the coconut frozen yogurt.
So
have you had this?
Oh, it's so good.
It really hit the spot.
Yeah. It's like a healthy Dole Whip. It's like a healthy Dole Whip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can get it with like a strawberry syrup on it, which I think is the same strawberry syrup they use in the Hailey Bieber smoothie. You can also get it like the Hailey Bieber version. So you can get like a soft serve Hailey Bieber moment if that's what your soul needs. Those are like my little things.
I love that. I think that's a really good list.
Where do you go to get your nails done?
I have recently, for the last 4 months, started going to Ulala Nail Salon in Studio City. It is a Russian nail spa. And wow. I mean, the manicures are so gorge. I have a Hawaiian flower because I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow.
They look so good.
Yeah, they just look really good. They like really clean the cuticle. I feel like they really understand the shape. Shape's really important to me. Mm-hmm. I love them. And the thing that I've noticed is the Russian nail spas have a strict uniform. And that is you wear a designer sweatshirt. They wear leggings, designer slide, no makeup, hair in a bun. Everyone's laughing, talking, chatting. They have someone doing hair in the corner. Like it is a real beauty spa and I love it. Everyone's been so kind.
May I ask how much the long nail Russian manicure sets you back?
You know, I get this and a pedicure at the same time. So I believe it's $165 with tip.
Okay.
every 3 weeks.
I love that. You're a working woman.
Yeah, I guess. Like when I say it out loud, I'm like, God, that's shitty. But I stand by it.
I mean, nails have gotten very expensive. No, and your nails look great. And I will say, I think for your profession, the nail is sort of part of it.
Listen,
I think for my profession, the nail is part of it. But I just like to do a short. I tried long last year and I was like, it's just not.
It's not you. It's not. Well, maybe like you said.
I just love a nude. Like a nude short nail is really where I feel like my most true self.
It's very Kim K of you.
But that requires a lot of upkeep. Like the amount of money that I spend on my nails for them to look like nothing is insane.
No, it's insane. Like I get Gel X, so that's why it's a little bit more expensive. But what? I'd be saving like $30 for it. It's not that much more.
And it's so crazy. Much better for your nails to do the Gel X.
Is it?
Yeah. That was the only way I was able to get my nails long was through a Gel X experience. Mm-hmm. And the natural nail remains so much healthier versus just a gel with no Gel X underneath it.
That makes sense. But then again, I feel like in a year it's going to be like Gel X is horrible. I'm like, it's all bad. I am actually allergic to gel or something. So every time I get a manicure, my fingertips puff up and get really itchy and get hives.
Ouch.
Which is honestly fabulous, paying $165 to get hives, but I can't stop. Like I don't, my sister's like, you need to get that under control. I'm like, I don't know how, you know, everything gives me hives, whatever.
Yeah. It's probably like a no gel would probably get that under control, but like.
As long as it's not a rash down there, I don't give a fuck. Like I'd rather have a rash on my fingertips, whatever.
True. I go to Lanicure in Hollywood.
Okay.
They do an amazing job. They don't do a Russian, but I've been very Russian manicurious. And so I might have to try your place because a natural clean girl nail with a Russian manicure, it's really top tier.
It is. But I'm not exclusive to a Russian manicure, you know?
Have that be known on the record, not exclusive to a Russian manicure.
Put that in the headline.
Yeah. Workouts.
Okay, you go first. I've been talking a lot, and it's like you're the leader.
Okay. You're the guest hauler. You're here to talk.
I know.
I have one place in particular that I go to like 5 or 6 times a week. Okay. My biggest thing, especially before I had my office and I work, you know, post-COVID, working from home, like it was really my only moment that I was leaving the house on a lot of days. So having an unlimited Pilates membership really became important to me for my well-being and like seeing the sunshine. So I go to Avenir in Silver Lake and my favorite teacher is Allie P, but I actually love everybody that I've taken from there. Allie is a Swiftie and she plays the best Taylor music, which is very crucial in a hard Pilates class. It's like when Hits Different comes on, the class hits different, you know? So I love that. I love also in Silver Lake, but they have many locations, New York, Chicago, Austin, West Hollywood, Y7. It's an amazing hot yoga spot. And then if I am in West Hollywood and want to treat myself, Silver Springs, which is like a delightfully heated room, mat Pilates training combo. And it is like the hot girl workout. And hot boy workout, actually. The space is beautiful and it's just like, it's the spot.
I need to try that. I'm going to do that. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful list, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am going, so I'm an Equinox Studio City girl, but it's pretty bright in there and pretty crowded. So I'll go there if I need to do a weighted workout. Pilates, if I can get over the canyon in time, I love a Carrie's Pilates. I love Hannah there. She's incredible. I think she does like the 8 and 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. I love a Obliques in Studio City, Maya at 9 on Wednesdays. She plays hip hop music. I was really obsessed with hot yoga for a long time and I was like a cult hot 8 member. She used to teach there. So yeah, I'm a
hot eight.
Hot eight, right before the pandemic, I was obsessed.
I used to call it hot office because the one location in Beverly Hills was really clearly old, like office building. Did hot you ever office. Notice this? It had like popcorn ceilings and I was like, hot office.
Literally hot office. No, I only went to the Valley one, but it was like it was a huge moment in time. So yeah, my dad taught me how to weight train and that's like really important in my routine. So that's why I need a little bit of both, but the abs you get from Pilates, you can't ignore it. And I can look cute. Like I have pretty big boobs. So what I like about Pilates is I can wear a cute outfit there and I don't need to like triple up on a sports bra to get my cardio on the treadmill. I can just look cute.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. There's no bounce.
Bounce. So those are my hot girl workouts.
No bounce. I love. Okay. Now we've come to the final category for today. And I'm calling this category treatments. I'll start with my acupuncturist of choice, Botanarchy, Carolyn Barron. That's a retrograde listeners will remember Carolyn as a multi-time guest on the show. And I actually don't even think she takes new clients because she's booked constantly, but she's in Hollywood, right by Paramount Studios in like the most gorgeous sanctuary of a place. Like you walk in and you feel healed. And I go to acupuncture pretty much like every other week. It's kind of my main thing. When I was like detoxing from Adderall in 2017 and decided to no longer use prescription amphetamines, really the only thing that helped was really consistent acupuncture, and I've stuck with it.
Were you getting withdrawals from Adderall?
It took me like a year to feel normal.
Wow, after that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I have it to try rough. That. I haven't tried acupuncture too much. I'm going to try that one.
It's great.
So my next one, my number one treatment right now would be Detox by Rebecca. I went to Coachella with Poosh, Kourtney Kardashian's company, Hala, and she was one of the people there and she was doing detox treatments in the morning. And I am I don't like a light massage. I like a really hard touch. I love a strong woman. And she came in there, detoxed the hell out of me. And I was like, that feels amazing. Turns out she is this celebrity lymphatic detox massager. And she is a self-made woman. She's absolutely incredible. She did Sophia Richie for her big wedding last summer. And I think that's kind of how she got her, you know, kind of pep in the step. She had been known for a while, but that really launched her. And she has this beautiful studio in Beverly Hills on Wilshire. And everyone who works there is Brazilian and kind and beautiful and strong. And they give about a 2 hour, hour and a half lymphatic massage for your entire body. You just feel amazing afterwards. It's like one of those, like you take a picture of your stomach before and your stomach after. They give you a detox tea and then you go into a sauna bed that's the red LED lights and they have holes for your arms where you can go on your phone and like scroll on TikTok. And it's this beautiful room and everything's neutral and stunning. And that has been a place where I don't get that for free. I'm like down to splurge. I try to do that every 3 weeks.
How much?
I believe it's pricier. It's close to $400.
Okay.
It's a lot. But while I have a good metabolism, as we have stated, my lymphatic system is not great. I'm on antidepressants and birth control and I love wine. So it's really a recipe for my body to just collapse on itself, God forbid. So I really feel like clearing out my lymph nodes has really, really helped a lot. And I drink her tea every single morning and I'm just really on the Detox by Rebecca train.
I really want to try that.
Yeah.
I used to go to kind of like one of the OG lymph educators / people, Lisa Gainsley. Mm-hmm. She's the lymph message on Instagram. And she's wrote a book on the lymph system that I think is like a must read in terms of understanding how that all works. And she taught me so much. And when I tell you the difference mm-hmm. that I would experience before and after was beyond. And then have you been to the Tox in Studio City?
I haven't, but I've seen it.
It's cute. That one's very good for just like a depuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it. I also really love to go to, not for lymphatic, but just for like all the other things, Paws. I go to the one in West Hollywood. John Hill and I have a standing sweat date where like once a month we'll go and we'll kind of like have a therapy session with one another while sweating and then doing a cold plunge back and forth. And it's a very important ritual in my life.
That's adulthood, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like that's when you know, like, okay, I think I have like that part of my life down because now I'm hanging out, mm-hmm. having therapy sessions in a sauna. My favorite thing about Paws is their sauna rooms are gorgeous and it's Bluetooth. So you're with great speakers. So you're listening to music every time you sauna. That's what I do. And I pick a different album. So last time was Rihanna. The time before that was Tortured Poets Department. And I really just like have this sauna that's very personal and it's beautiful. I love it. And it's not too busy. It's not too sceney. You go in, you go out.
Yep. I love it there. I also love to do cryo there. You can get IV drips. Mm-hmm. They started obviously as sensory deprivation, float tanks, a really good place. If you're float curious, it's like the best place to go. Cause I think they're really like educated in how to do it. Cause it can be kind of intimidating the first time. But huge fan of that. So I think, have we done all the places? Have we finished our beauty and wellness? LA Hot Girl Hall?
I know I'm going to get off this and be like, I forgot to mention this. But I think this is go ahead.
I was just going to say like one cardinal experience of hauling is you will walk away from the mic and think of three other things.
Yeah. I mean, this
sort
is,
of just like par for the course.
It's par for the course. It's just it's the hauler's regret.
No, literally the episode that came out, it'll be last week. As soon as I finished recording, I opened Instagram and there was like a new thing about the topic that Julia Fox was wearing a statement tee. And I literally wanted to cry.
I don't blame you.
Cause all I want to do is talk about Julia Fox and obviously a statement tee. And so I was like, almost wanted to re-record.
Well, you'll get them next time. Like, I know you'll get them next time. No, I know for a fact.
Amanda, this was truly so fun. Sometimes you have a friend in your head on the internet, and it's really nice when you get to meet them and they're just a pure delight, such as yourself. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. I thought the same about you. Like I said, I've been a fan of the podcast and I've truly listen to everything, and you're exactly the same in person as you are on the mic. And thank you so much for letting me be a part of it today. And I hope you guys enjoyed. And please, if I could give you one piece of advice, just stay hot
and stay niche. Every single thing that we mentioned here today will be linked over on the Too Niche Mood Board on Substack. You guys, we almost have over 1,000 subscribers, which I am so beyond grateful and excited about. So thank you for everyone who's subscribing or visiting or just following along over there. Everything will be linked and you can reference it whenever. So we love that. We love a guide, a linked guide. Mm-hmm. Amanda, thank you so much. Tell our listeners where they can find you.
At the Studio City Erewhon. You can find me on Instagram, Amanda McCants, TikTok, Amanda McCants. And you can also probably find me drunk at any Soho house. Truly. I'm probably there as well.
Perfect.
So,
great. We can do hot girl places to drink next time.
Oh, I would love that. Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you guys.
Awesome guys. Thank you so, so much for listening. Until next time, stay niche. Today's episode of Too Niche was hosted by me, Elizabeth Cott, and edited by AJ Mosley. If you enjoyed today's haul, please leave us a 5-star review and rating wherever you get your podcasts. And find us on socials at this_is_too_niche. And you can now get show notes from each episode directly to your inbox by signing up for the Too Niche Mood Board over on Substack.
Hey, Green Goblet here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Gobbler, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.